Two stunning women were walking down the sidewalk arm in arm, laughing at something a tall man next to them had just said. A large camera was slung over his shoulder by an expensive-looking leather strap.
"Uh-oh. I gotta go. Here comes trouble,"
said Scott the delivery man.
"Trouble?"
I asked, glancing over at Scott. He was already reaching for the front door.
"Yeah, trouble. Those three are journalists from Dallas. They came down here to cause trouble for Theo. I'm sure you've heard of him."
I nodded. Theo Russo owned the West Winery.
"Are those journalists doing a story on Theo?"
"Yeah, not a nice one. They're trying to invent some scandal. I ran into them earlier today while making a delivery. They were in the middle of a huge argument with Theo, and of course I took his side. Anyway, I'm out of here. I'll see you later. Good luck with the pie shop."
They did not look like nice people at all, and they came right in my cafe, saying that Theo was blackmailing the town's city council. My heart pounded with excitement. I was learning about my first small-town scandal.
"The thing is,"
Caitlin whispered, and I tilted my head toward her to hear better. But I never got to hear what the thing was. The front door opened, causing the bells to jingle, and Caitlin to shut her mouth. My grandmother, Agnes James, swept into the cafe. Her hair colored a startling hot pink shade that clashed violently with the lime green shift dress she wore. An assortment of large beaded jewelry hung around her neck.
"Grams, what are you doing here? I thought you were going to watch Sprinkles today."
Grams waved her hands at me dismissively.
"Oh, but I did watch him. He's had a jolly old time today. I dare say he's settling into West much better than you are."
"That wouldn't take much," I muttered.
"But this morning, you insisted on taking him all day so he wouldn't be alone. And now you're out here without him, which means he's alone."
"Not at all, darling."
Graham shooed away the other woman who had entered with her. As the other woman stepped aside, I saw my Dalmatian, Sprinkles, who looked up at me with accusing eyes, as though asking how I could possibly have thought it was a good idea to leave him with Grams all day. He was wearing a hot pink bandana, and even from across the room, I could see that his toenails had been painted hot pink as well.
"Grams, what on earth did you do to him? He's covered in pink."
"Isn't he, darling? I took him down to Sophia's hair salon. The ladies there all fell in love with him, and one of the nail girls agreed to paint his nails for me. Then I couldn't have his collar not matching his nails, so I bought him a matching bandana. With rhinestones,"
added the woman standing beside Grams. I gaped at Grams and at Sprinkles. I wasn't the only one. From the corner of my eye, I could see that Caitlin and her little crew were gaping as well. They'd fallen silent, and I knew that any chance I had of overhearing any juicy gossip had flown out the window when my grandmother arrived.